Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. And I'm always looking for the latest, newest thing that can benefit people. I love educating the public on things that really change their life. Well, we have an opioid epidemic in our society. A lot of people are dying from it because they get into chronic pain, and then they look for a solution, and then they end up finding that only the opioids is about the only thing they're finding. That CBD oil and a few other things are very, very helpful in this regard. But sometimes everything that I know, I throw at them, and they still have pain. And so sometimes stem cells will reverse it, sometimes it won't. So there's a new technology that the FDA has approved, the insurance companies are covering, and I think it's just fabulous. It's a vagus nerve stimulation. And I have Dr. Robert Grazer with me, and Dr. Grazer knows this inside and out. So I'll let you explain this in more detail, Dr. Grazer.
Yes, it's a cranial nerve stimulator. It stimulates the vagus nerve, cranial nerve number 10, and that is one of the main nerves controlling most of our bodily functions, controls the GI tract, digestion, controls the heart rhythm, tremendous effects on the circulation. And then the main effect that we're focusing on with the device is pain relief. It has the ability to squelch the pain signals as they come from the body up into the brain. And so by stimulating the upper earlobe where the nerve plexus is, we can basically shut down all the negative signals coming up from almost any type of pain. The device is approved to treat everything from migraine headaches to chronic jaw pain to arthritis of the spine or any large joint arthritis in the body, all the diabetic nerve problems, the diabetic neuropathies, and any other neuropathies within the body. It does have a tremendous vasodilation effect. So people with wounds and diabetics, they also get the benefit of increasing circulation to heal their wounds faster, more oxygen to their muscles so they're able to walk further, just feel more energy and get more active.
Well, one thing I learned years ago from Dr. Brian, what was Brian's last name? Anyway, he developed a device to stimulate endorphins to come to areas to heal them. And he said normally the old theory back was endorphins are feel-good hormones, which they are. But he said it does more than feel good. It actually helps the body heal that area. And I don't think it's just because it blocks the pain. It actually stimulates the body to come to that area and heal it. Is that your understanding?
Oh, yes. It's the studies have shown that the Stevax device does produce tremendous endorphin release, which is our natural opioids and the same chemicals that produce the runner's high mm-hmm. that we get when we exercise. The other thing it does is it releases a lot of vasostatins and a lot of nitric oxide, which has the ability to reduce all the free radicals and also has, just tremendous, again, circulatory effects to increase oxygenation throughout the body. And the nice thing about the Stevax device is a patient typical course of therapy is only two sessions of 14 days each, separated by a one-week break. And the effects of the pain relief, as well as the vasodilation, have been shown in all the studies to last, on average, around a year before you would need to repeat the therapy.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's like a reset to the endorphin system of the body. And once you reset it, then it has a long-lasting effect. We all know some people that can just tolerate pain, no problem. They don't really feel it, where someone else get a little bump and they're in, they feel miserable for a long time. And that has a lot to do with how your body responds to it, and the way it responds is endorphins. I was laughing a little bit when you were talking about the runner's high. Back when I was in my 30s, recently married, I think I was about 36 or so, 37 years old, I was running stadium stairs for an hour, and then I was bicycling 35 miles and swimming a mile. Well, I did sort of a mini triathlon, cut everything about half and did that one day. And I'm sitting in a chair and I'm going, and my ex-wife is saying, we're just recently married, said, come to bed, come to bed. And I go, I don't want to move. I just could feel these endorphin rushes moving up and down my body. And I didn't want to get out of the chair. And I knew then what they meant by a runner's high, why runners get addicted to it. But as I understand, they adjust this right under the endorphin level, I mean the euphoric level, where the person would feel like I was feeling, just bring it down just slightly under that, where the person feels good, but not euphoric such that he can't function well in his everyday life. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, the patients, you know, most of these patients that are living in chronic pain, they're very depressed, you know, and so they don't want to get out, they don't want to engage with other people and socialize, and this kind of brings them back out of their shell. They start feeling good, they have the energy, so they're getting out there, they're doing their exercise, they're meeting people, so their whole affect improves. So it's just a win-win. And for the patients that are taking, you know, high dose opioids and other neuropathic agents, you know, for their pain, most of the patients within the first 2 weeks on their first unit cut their medication by at least half.
Wow.
And by the end of therapy, many of them are totally off pain medicine
now,
and don't need. And that, of course, clears their mind very quickly.
Now, we're out of time, Doc. I really appreciate people listen to the commercial on this, and you'll see how to get a hold of me to get this. Thank you very, very much. This has changed a lot of people's lives.
Oh, thank you, sir.
There's a new product for chronic pain called Stivex, S-T-I-V-A-X. Phenomenal product. It causes the vagus nerve to release endorphins. In other words, it gets people off the opioids. Now, to learn more about this, whether you're an MD or whether you're someone that's been in chronic pain and looking for an MD, go to dsolloway, D-S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21 at gmail.com. D-S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21 at gmail.com. CV Sciences has Plus CBD oil. Stu, why is it better than everything else on the market?
Plus CBD oil is different because our seeds are certified, our extraction is patented, the safety is established, the efficacy is indicated, and our service is guaranteed. We say yes, Plus CBD oil.
Fantastic. Look for Plus CBD oil. You'll find it in health food stores. It stands out from all the others. There are in about 4,000 stores across the country. Thank you, Stu.
My pleasure.
Remember this number, 800-MEGA-910, MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses and also energizers. These are fantastic products. Brenda Swartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, you know, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Swartz's stuff, and it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910. There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those two to three times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Been doing this since March of 1997. I gave a lecture on Alzheimer's, dementia, and memory. And one of the things I featured that I don't talk enough about, oh, I talk about it, but I like to talk more about it, is the necessity for DHA and EPA, which are the two primary oils in omega-3 oil. There's other important oils, too, in there. But the EPA, DHA, and DHA, when it comes to the mind, is the more important of the two. And then there's other things, too, that are very helpful, because a lot of times dementia and Alzheimer's is inflammation within the brain, or at least has a component in bringing those diseases on. Actually, they call Alzheimer's the third form of diabetes. And the blood sugar problems that the brain is going through, it actually shuts the sugar out of the brain. So it doesn't too much sugar circulate and destroy the brain cells. But then at the same time, the brain needs some sugar to function. So then it goes into panic time, and it needs some alternative. So one of the things they do is a keto diet, and because ketones produced by a keto diet is a second energy source for the brain. And coconut oil and MCT oil and BHB are all ways of getting that ketone levels up in the body. But also, though, is the fish oil. You know, societies that have high levels of eating cold water fish, salmon, mackerel, maybe the cod, and those that use cod liver oil, that eat the cod, they have almost non-existence of Alzheimer's and very low levels of arthritis, low levels of heart disease, all these different factors. And we've known this for a long time. They also have very low levels of depression. You wouldn't think about it this way, but depression and inflammation in the brain are, go hand in hand, because your brain doesn't have nerves that respond with pain. But you get a headache in your head, but those are coming from the blood vessels and the nerves inside the cranium, not the brain itself. The brain doesn't have pain feel, but it does react to inflammation. One of the most inflammatory, anti-inflammatory things you can do is to use high levels of omega-3 oil and avoid the omega-6 oils, or keep them down to a minimum. Now, the omega-6 oils and the hydrogenated oils, I'm going to list these for you. And these you need to try to keep out of your diet as much as possible. That's corn oil. And there's an advertisement going around saying, oh, corn oil is as good for you as olive oil. No, it's not. I don't care what they're saying there. I don't know how they hype their research, but that is not true. So corn oil, soy oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, cottonseed oil, and now, and canola oil I would avoid as well. And so those are, and peanut oil, those are the ones you want to avoid. And then you want olive oil. Olive oil is a very good olive oil, macadamia oil, nuts oils in general. Peanuts are not a nut. They're a bean. They're a legume. And so you don't want peanut oil, but you do want high levels of omega-3 oil. And I was surprised that Dr. Sinatra, Stephen Sinatra, has written some really important books on reversing heart disease. He takes 10 grams of omega-3 oil. I take about 4 grams. I take 2 of the Nordic Naturals Ultimate, and I take 2 of their memory products a day, and sometimes I'll take another of their Ultimate. And so, and sometimes I'll do it with the 2X, but I can swallow big pills, so I don't mind doing the regular Ultimate. People that want that high level but don't want it quite as big as pills, they may do with their 2X. Now, I do the memory and their focus. When I lectured on Alzheimer's and dementia, I really emphasized the need for their memory product and their focus product. And if that is an area you're really seeing problems, you may just be using those. Or you can use a combination, because getting a level that Dr. Sinatra is using, 10 grams, and eating salmon on top of that. You know, you'll notice if you eat some good salmon, and it's wild-caught salmon, not farm-fresh, farm-raised salmon, you can tell within just an hour or two that your gut feels better. Why is that? Because your gut's inflamed, but you've gotten used to it, and you bring down that inflammation in the gut, and your brain feels better. Your joints feel better. So it's very, very important to get a high levels. So try to eat salmon or mackerel. Salmon is good Alaskan caught, wild caught salmon. is the way I would go when I was eating fish. Sardines is even better, but I'm not a big sardine fan. And so you can also, some people are doing a few other approaches. They're doing algae. They're taking the, and that's where the fish get their omega-3. They eat the algae, but they process it. And so I'm not sure just doing algae is as good as taking something that's been processed through the system of the fish. And I find it very important, though, that that you get something that's very pure. There was some research done a number of years ago. Some independent group went in and pulled a lot of the fish oil off the health food store's shelves. And many of the companies, some that I thought were pretty respectable companies, there was a high level of heavy metals and toxins in their fish oil. Norton Naturals was the purest of the group. And it had no, it was so low that it was almost unmeasurable in the way of toxins. So it's extremely pure. It's processed in a way that there's no rusticity to the oils. If you don't process fish oil in just the right way, it's very easy for it to oxidize. And so that's why I like the capsules, but some people like to do the whole thing. So look for Norton Naturals Ultimate. Fantastic product. And we'll be right back, folks. CV Sciences has Plus CBD oil. Stu, why is it better than everything else on the market?
Plus CBD oil is different because our seeds are certified, our extraction is patented, the safety is established, the efficacy is indicated, and our service is guaranteed. We say yes, Plus CBD oil.
Fantastic. Look for Plus CBD oil. You'll find it in health food stores. It stands out from all the others. There are in about 4,000 stores across the country. Thank you, Stu.
My pleasure.
The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. They now know one of the most important things you can do for your health is get the probiotics built up in your gut. Once you get that built up the way it's supposed to be, a lot of the health problems people are dealing with go away. Now, there's a lot of different probiotics out there. They found out recently when they tested them, over 90% of it was dead by the time you actually get the bottle and take it. But the one that is the best, Body Dynamics, call 800-MEGA-910. There's a new product for chronic pain called Stivex, S-T-I-V-A-X. Phenomenal product. It causes the vagus nerve to release endorphins. In other words, it gets people off the opioids. Now, to learn more about this, whether you're an MD or whether you're someone that's been in chronic pain and looking for an MD, go to dsolloway, D-S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. D-S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Sollaway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. I have a local doctor that I put on the radio very, very often here in Oklahoma City, Dr. Brian Frank. I know if you're not close to Oklahoma City, you may think, well, why am I listening to a doctor too far away? I want you to hear the practices that he applies, getting rid of problems that have been around a long time. If you're close to Oklahoma City, definitely worth the drive to come and start working with Dr. Frank. I want to go into this interview I've done for the local market. I want you to hear it as well. I was talking to Dr. Frank when I was in his office. He had this special silver that he was real excited about. And I've used silver off and on for years. And when you get a good silver, it can make a world of difference. And back in 95, I was traveling with 144 people from 23 different countries and down in Peru. And everyone but about five of us got really sick from diarrhea. They were hospitalized, a lot of them. I didn't because we were taking silver, and it stopped that. So I was asking him about the silver he uses and what he thinks. So I want to share that because we haven't talked about that. And Dr. Frank, you do all this mission work going into Nepal and other countries, and I know you got to travel where there's not much medical help that you can do on yourself if you got sick. So what do you do to prepare for a trip? What do you take with it, and what do you use outside of some of your other techniques in the, what I'd say, the broad nutritional world to support people there?
Yeah, well, that's a fun thing to talk about. Silver would be the number one thing that either domestically or internationally I would always travel with. Silver, and specifically the silver we're talking about, is several generations newer than what many people know of as colloidal silver. Now, colloidal silver has been around for a century, and it certainly is better than what came before it, which was silver salts and silver proteins and that type of thing. So, but in the last 10 to 20 years, the whole area of structured silver, nanoparticle structured silver, pH adjusted, all of that has been tremendous work from a guy that has actually become a friend of mine through the years, primarily because of our work in Kenya, where we treat malaria and typhoid fever, as well as, you know, GI problems and coughs and colds and things like that, eye infections, ear infections, whatnot. Silver has shown to be remarkably effective. And so, for instance, my wife and I never take any of the malaria preventive medicines. We just take silver because we've watched it for 14 years cure virtually every case of silver, every case of malaria. The only problem is, even though we give it to them free, if they don't take it, it doesn't work. So if you take it, the structured silver is, as I say, it's several generations more advanced than colloidal silver. So you've got a better suspension, you've got a better bioavailability, you've got a even higher safety factor, but you've got a great effectiveness. And, you know, for people, both lay people as well as doctors that aren't familiar, silver is routinely used in so many applications in medicine that there's no reason this needs to sound strange. Because, for instance, silver filters are used in hospital heating and air conditioning filters to filter out bacteria and viruses. Silver is used impregnated into stents that are put into either into the kidney urinary system or stents in the cardiac coronary vessels, things like that. So silver is used currently and has been for many years in medical applications. Mm-hmm. Silver's on the space shuttle, you know. So silver has many, many applications and has been shown to be effective for bacteria, viruses, parasites, fungus, you know, depending on whether you're talking about pink eye or malaria or GI problems, then we may vary the doses a bit. But it tends to be a tremendously safe and effective way to treat these issues. And it does not compete or interfere with antibiotics. In fact, a number of good studies show that it potentiates when people are on antibiotics. It actually potentiates. But, you know, some of the worst thing you can see is the MRSA, the resistant Staph aureus, and these super bugs that are coming out. Well, they don't develop resistance to silver.
That's what
a number of mechanisms.
I was going to mention MRSA because I heard that they spray the hospitals down, the rooms down with silver. You know, it's like spraying it down with water, folks. You can't tell the silver's in there, but they spray that down. You know, if someone had been in there with MRSA, so it doesn't contaminate the whole hospital.
Yeah, you'll clear. Studies have shown that you can take methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, is what MRSA stands for, and within 2 to 6 minutes in a petri dish, it'll be dead from the silver, you know, just spraying it. So there's a lot of applications for silver, but, you know, a lot of my patients, we have the oral silver that you take orally. We've got the gel for either female genital intravaginal area issues, or I have patients that use it for issues on their face. The gel is tremendous to help heal and repair the face. We've got the nasal spray, the eye drops. There's a lot of applications now. And that's the number one thing I'll travel with. You know, a few years ago, I was asked by the man that owns the company on silver. He said, I don't know anybody that's traveled as much as you as a physician. And through all the missions and the thousands of people we've taken care of, seen such a broad range of things. And so he asked me to write a book, and I wrote a book called Travel Well Naturally, so that when we travel, and that can be domestic or internationally, we can stay well and we can do it naturally. And so in this book, after the introductory chapter, the first chapter is on how to effectively use silver. The second one is how to effectively use activated charcoal, which is a very inexpensive but a very, very important thing to carry. Again, whether you're domestic or international, activated charcoal can be a remarkable substance to take at the first signs of any gastrointestinal problem. Typically, a few capsules once or twice will clear, because the charcoal actually absorbs the bacteria or viruses that are creating the problem. And in addition to that, it absorbs the toxins that are created. So you clear the bug and the toxins, which is a real important step.
Now, we're just out of time here. I wanted to let people know where you go. But by the way, I've always said you can solve the methane problem with the cows and pigs and stuff if you put charcoal in their food. So tell people how to get a hold of you.
Hey, the clinic is at 405-763-7603. And we have a new website, Dan. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's re-genesishealth.com.
Thank you, Doc. I want to talk to you more very soon. There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Remember this number, 800-MEGA-910, MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses and also energizers. These are fantastic products. Brenda Swartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, you know, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Swartz's stuff, and it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910. CV Sciences has Plus CBD Oil. Stu, why is it better than everything else on the market?
Plus CBD Oil is different because our seeds are certified, our extraction is patented, the safety is established, the efficacy is indicated, and our service is guaranteed. We say yes, Plus CBD Oil.
Fantastic. Look for Plus CBD Oil. You'll find it in health food stores. It stands out from all the others. There are in about 4,000 stores across the country. Thank you, Stu.
My pleasure.
Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com, and then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. Something that most of us take for granted, but maybe we shouldn't, but there's a little controversy with it that I'm trying to figure out, and I'm going to explain that to you in just a second. And that's vitamin C. Now, the original form that I took when I was younger is ascorbic acid, but the liver will bind that to minerals and turn it into a buffered form. So you can buy buffered vitamin C at a good health food store, or you can take absorbate vitamin C. And the amount that people believe to keep the heart healthy is at least 4,000 milligrams a day, 4,000 to 6,000. And Linus Pauling, he used to take 13,000 milligrams a day. Now, they believe that after Linus Pauling did his research on vitamin C back in 1970, that it started catching on, and people started taking vitamin C, probably not at the dosage he would have liked them to take, because, as I said, Linus Pauling took 13,000 milligrams, and he derived that because all animals but about 10 or so produce vitamin C out of the liver, And those animals that do produce it live longer, much longer, twice as long in most cases than the animals that don't. And the guinea pig is one of the ones that don't. We are another one. And when they give vitamin C at the proportion to the guinea pig's body weight, if it did produce vitamin C, it doubled the lifespan of it. Well, Linus Pauling, he lived to be 90, and they said his mind was just sharp as a tack right up to the last day. Brilliant individual. But they estimate, and this is why I'm telling you all this, that he saved over 250,000 people's lives a year just by making us educated on vitamin C. Vitamin C does a lot of different things, and vitamin C in moderate dosage is different than vitamin C's in mega dosages. So try. Here's the thing I need to understand. Now, vitamin C is an antioxidant. I'm going to give you, if most of you understand free radicals and antioxidants by now, but you may not. And so free radicals, when the body is metabolizing food or a variety of different reasons, could be something that you've taken or exposed to, starts producing free radicals. And free radicals are usually an oxygen singlet and a positive charge. And things like vitamin C, CoQ10, vitamin E, vitamin A, and different antioxidants, some minerals, will grab that and add another oxygen to it and turn it into O2. Or they'll just grab it and neutralize it and use it and make it a part of the molecule, sort of like Velcro. Well, vitamin C helps with the collagen of the skin and the tendons, bones, teeth, skin, all these different things, blood vessels, immune system, wide variety of things. And it supports the blood vessels by making the lining of the blood vessels smooth and help them rebuild that and keeping that smooth. And so when you don't have enough, it starts, plaque starts building up. So that's why they believe he has saved over 250,000 people's lives. Now, vitamin C infects the immune system. It doesn't stop you from getting a cold, but it shortens the duration of the cold. And it also helps the immune system kill bacteria, virus, parasites, other all kinds of pathogens. And again, it gives that collagen, that strength, and that tensile strength in the collagen. Instead of wrinkling up as we get older, it helps you utilize that. Helps regulate the uptake of iron. It does so many different important things. It even helps with neurotransmitters like noradrenaline. So your mood and energy is higher. Serotonin, so you sleep better. It helps in so many different ways. Here's the confusion, though. Another article that I was reading, and I've been aware of this, that though I've read many articles on all the benefits of vitamin C, and I have been taking 4,000 to 6,000 milligrams for quite a while now, it can stop the mitochondria from biogenesis, from creating more mitochondria and the energy of the mitochondria. Mitochondria, boy, that is the center of health. So when you stress, when you exercise, you create a state where the body says, I got to adapt. So it does a couple different things. It sends out its own internal antioxidants, which are SOD, catalase, glutathione, and it helps repair the cells of the mitochondria. But it also stimulates that stress to make more mitochondria. They believe when you take vitamin C, one group taking vitamin C and one group doesn't have as much endurance improvement from exercise. So which way do you go? Where do you go from that? Do you take vitamin C or you don't? I don't take vitamin C and some other antioxidants while I'm exercising. I'll wait quite a few hours later, but I'm not even sure if that's the right way to do it. There's a lot to be understood. So what do we do? We want more mitochondria in the worst way. That's the way to stay young. And the Fox Legacy products that I talk about are phenomenal at doing that. I've never seen anything work so well and so quickly at regenerating mitochondria. Now, am I taken away from it if I take vitamin C? Now, I've taken the Fox products, and I've seen an improvement in anaerobic endurance and, I think, in my regular endurance in both cases. better on a treadmill, and I'm my push-ups before I started taking the Fox products had plateaued at 60 on the first set. And then after 28 days into it, not gradually, but all of a sudden, I was doing 85. And then, about two more months, I went, was that 100 or 110? And that's all mitochondria. The more mitochondria you have, the more strength endurance you have, which is anaerobic endurance, and the more endurance you have. But mitochondria is most noticed in sprinters and strength and power. Like a football player would be more mitochondria. A long-distance player would also get a lot out of mitochondria, but it's a little bit different in the way to do it. Well, so if I'm an endurance athlete, do I want to take vitamin C or not? God, I want my tendons to be strong. I want my the fiber within the body. I want my ligaments. I want the muscles to repair. I want to handle all that free radicals that can overload and destroy the cells or cause premature aging and actually make you sick and repress the immune system. But the new research saying you take that that vitamin C when you're doing endurance, and the people that aren't get about four times more out of the endurance training than the people that are taking the vitamin C. So people like me that trying to educate you and trying to educate myself as well, what do we do here? How do we balance that out? Especially if you're someone that's training. Now for general anti-aging, do we take the vitamin C? You would think, yes, we should take the vitamin C because it does so many wonderful things. Just like I said in the beginning, Lytus Pauling, once he educated the people, they educate that because a lot of the population picked up on the importance of vitamin C, saves at least 250,000 people's lives a year here in the United States. That's phenomenal. Wouldn't you like to be able to say, because of your research, you're saving 250,000 people a year, a quarter of a million people a year because of something that you you discovered or helped us understand on what it can do. I mean, it helps on cancer. It helps on bacteria, virus, and fungus. Yeah, at the same time, if you want to stay young and have energy and be youthful and your immune system strong, you also have to have the mitochondria. I think the secret is, let's say you take high levels of vitamin C. I prefer the sorbate form, the buffered form of vitamin C, in the evening. And you do your workout in the morning. And so the workout stimulates the mitochondria, stresses it. And so now the body repairs it and actually gets stronger than it was before. Just like we always say, you want to strain that muscle when you're doing curls or bench press or whatever, where you just can't do another rep, and you want the body to experience that strain, and then it tries to adapt to a stronger level. And it does after a little while, especially if you give the nutrients it needs to repair itself and give it some rest. Well, the same thing happens on a cellular level deep into the cell on the mitochondria, these little tiny cells within the cell. They respond to that, and they adapt so we have more strength and endurance. Well, I think you can get most of that adaptation in a few hours after you stimulate it. And it may take place over a number of hours. But if I take my vitamin C in the evening or late afternoon and I've worked out in the morning, I believe that should be enough time. Or does it need to be taken every other day? Or if I do endurance training one day, and would I wait the next day to take my vitamin C? Research needs to be done in this area. They need to test my theory here and see how do we get the best of both worlds. And that is what's confusing in this industry when you have two important things that you want people to be aware of. I want everyone to start taking the Fox products, and I'll talk more about that in the near future. They're coming up with some new formulas on that, and because those are just so phenomenal what it'll do for your health, really phenomenal. But at the same time, and I want you to take them primarily for the mitochondria, but it does a lot of things for the body. But mitochondria help your eyesight, your endurance, your heart, make your heart more powerful and its beating potential, just your overall feeling, everything in your body will work better. And you'll find out what I'm talking about. There's where the fountain of youth is. But at the same time, I want you to get the benefits of vitamin C. Now, I'll be right back. Have a lot more to talk to you about. CV Sciences has Plus CBD oil. Stu, why is it better than everything else on the market?
Plus CBD oil is different because our seeds are certified, our extraction is patented, the safety is established, the efficacy is indicated, and our service is guaranteed. We say yes, Plus CBD oil.
Fantastic. Look for Plus CBD oil. You'll find it in health food stores. It stands out from all the others. There are in about 4,000 stores across the country. Thank you, Stu.
My pleasure.
The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Remember this number, 800-MEGA-910, MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses and also energizers. These are fantastic products, Brenda Swartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, you know, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Swartz's stuff, and it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com, and then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. Welcome back, folks. This is Dan's Health Talks. I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, and PhD in nutrition, been doing radio since March of 97. Before that, I was a spokesman for some network marketing companies explaining their nutritional products, the educational director. And before that, I was inventor of the Hydrotone exercise equipment, lectured all over the world on that. And before that, I was just an enthusiast studying this stuff for my own sake. But something that has interested me, it came up a number of years ago. I had a good friend of mine that was going through a bad time, and he was staying with me, and he couldn't sleep. His gut just hurt him, and he would, and I think he had had before that irritable bowel syndrome and stuff, but he would have to walk the streets at night to deal with the pain. Just laying down or sitting would hurt. And he said, I don't understand it. It runs right down through the center of my body. And I can feel that all the way through. And I said, well, there's not a single organ that runs like you're describing. And then I thought about it a while and so I was doing some study, and I realized he's talking about the vagus nerve. And the vagus nerve is a nerve that runs in front of the spine from the brain all the way down into the abdominal area. And its job is to measure inflammation in the body and, I guess, help the body deal with that. And it sends out neurotransmitters that calms that area. And it's very, very important. And they've done a number of different researches on this, where one of the things that fascinated me a number of years ago is I read a study where they took laboratory mice. I think I mentioned this on the show, maybe even just a week or two ago. But they took laboratory mice, and to stress them, they would put them in a tank of water and have them swim till they started drowning. And then they would pull them out till they were really barely alive. And then they do it again to the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and increasing their adrenal stress and the really fatiguing them that way. Well, some of these mice, half of them, they cut the vagus nerve. They handled the stress just fine. But the mice that were didn't have the vagus nerve cut, the stress got so much that it killed them. They died of the stress. Could have brought on heart attacks. It just shut down the system. And they, we always say that stress is the number one killer. So they now sometimes put an electrode in there that actually, I guess, blocks the signal. And they're using it for post-traumatic stress, but they're also finding effects with rheumatoid arthritis, with a number of things. And I'm going to have to give credit where credit's due. Though I've studied this for years, there's a health magazine. It's called Healthy Living, and it's Natural Awakening Magazine. And this month they had a good article on toning the vagus nerve. And I was thinking about different things like the new product that that Fox Legacy has called Restore. They're seeing all kinds of wonderful health stories that people are calling in on the conferences and talking about. And these stories are, well, they're quite phenomenal. And I told them on a Monday night call that I help with that I think one of the reasons the gut is so improved so quickly, in some cases, one lady is going through cancer treatment. She hadn't been able to have a bowel movement like maybe once a week. I mean, just horrible situation, just shut down her system. And as soon as she took the Fox Legacy product, within a few minutes afterwards, she was able to have a bowel movement. Another person that hadn't been able to stop having a bowel movement, you know, like Crohn's disease, had diarrhea, really chronic diarrhea. It stopped that. It brought two extremes into balance. And I'm going, how does it do that quickly? And one of the ways it might do that is interact with the vagus nerve and the peptides the vagus nerve puts out to deal with the inflammation in the intestines and help bring that into balance. And that's just a theory. I don't know for sure. But I'm looking for something, trying to understand it. And I'm thinking that may be a tonic. It does. Black seed, which is one of the things they use, has been known for years to be great for all kinds of intestinal problems, even getting rid of parasites and fungus and everything else. But Crohn's disease, irritable bowel, just one thing after another, that and the inflamed gut, the, you know, helping everything get healthy again. And it works from the throat all the way through to the end. And they're seeing, and then you see it on the outside. You see with black seed, you see a radiance in the skin. And that is something that I really wasn't thinking about too much. I was aware of that. And I'd been using this Fox Legacy product for just a little while, this Restore. And my cousin, who sees me almost every weekend, I usually drop by and see him and his wife on a Sunday afternoon. He said, I don't know what you're doing, but you're looking better than I've seen you in years. And I went, yeah, wrinkles have smoothed out, skin's a little healthier, and yet I just had a birthday, and I'm going, ah, it's probably the XDS effect connected to the black seed and the olive oil in this Restore product, because the XDS technology is what's unique to Fox Legacy, and it causes things to go right into the mitochondria and into the cell and into the cell membrane, and you see the effects very quickly, where it may take a long time taking the product to see effect, or you may never see the effect with just taking olive oil and black seed, at least not to the degree we're seeing here. And I'm starting to realize that some of that effect, I have to talk to the scientists that developed this XDS technology and how if he thinks it might have effect on the vagus nerve. But that's a new therapy, really helping people deal with depression and stress and even rheumatoid arthritis, probably other autoimmune diseases and gut issues, is getting the vagus nerve calmed down or blocking the signal in the vagus nerve so the organs don't overreact and get into a vicious cycle of stress. So this is a very, very important area that has become more apart. In fact, it'd be so much nicer than using heavy drugs to deal with depression that have a tendency to boomerang and cause worse problems I want to thank you all for listening, and please tell your friends and family about it, because there's a lot of information you're going to find that can change their life and make their life happier and healthier and live longer. So share this information with them. Let them know when this show plays, and I'll be talking to you again next week.